Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And it may be the last day of NAB, but the floors are crowded. There's people streaming by, and we've got some great interviews in this hour's show. We're starting with Sound Devices, a company that I'm sure you've heard of if you've done any on-set audio recording. And Paul Isaacs is the Director of Product Management and Design for Sound Devices. Hello, Paul. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a quick description of what Sound Devices does for people that may spend more of their time in post than on the set.
Traditionally, Sound Devices is known as an audio and mixer and a recorder manufacturer for high-end film and TV productions. So you find our products used on Oscar-winning movies like La La Land and Mad Max and so forth.
And even non-Oscar-winning films.
Oh, yeah, all the way from the high end, all the way down to the smaller budget productions. Yeah, so that's what we're primarily known for and very highly regarded in that industry, primarily because of the build quality of our products and the sound quality. They're the highest you can get.
Well, you say that as though you have expanded into new areas.
We have. You know, for a few years now, we've been wanting to bring this build quality, this high-end build quality and sound quality to a much wider audience. And that's what we've done with our brand new Mix Pre Series audio recorder, mixer and USB audio interface products. This Mix Pre Series comprises of two models, the Mix Pre 3 and the Mix Pre 6. The Mix Pre 3 is a 3-input, 5-track recorder that can record up to 96 kilohertz. It's got a built-in mixer, and it can also be used as a USB audio interface to your Mac or your Windows system.
Well, what's the difference between the Mix Pre 3 and what you've done traditionally?
So, traditionally, our mixer recorders don't just have inputs. They also have a wide range of outputs. They have timecode generation. They have dual SD card. They have much greater metadata capability. They're very much geared to more complex workflows and productions. What we've done with the Mix Pre Series is simplify this to make it more accessible to a wider audience. People such as videographers, DSLR users, YouTubers, podcasters, musicians, voiceover artists, sound designers, but also production sound mixers who may own a 6 Series already, but they want to supplement their kit. This is definitely not a replacement for a 6 Series.
Well, so this would be like the entry level.
Yes.
What's missing? What do you take away?
Okay, so outputs is one of the key things. This has only one stereo output. It has one headphone output. It has USB outputs, but it doesn't have the whole range of auxiliary outputs that you can use for driving, in-ear monitors, and for communication on set. So these are really great for one-man operation setups or B-unit setups. But as I said, it's really not just aimed at the production sound mixer now. This is taking this, anyone who's interested in great audio quality, a musician, a podcaster, a videographer, sound designer, it's really opening up the audience here.
Well, you've brought them. One of them has got 3 inputs. That must be the Mix Pre 3.
Correct.
And the other one has got...
It's got 4 XLR inputs, and it's got a further 2-channel line, 2-channel unbalanced on the right-hand side.
And so the Mix Pre 6 is about the size of a paperback book, and the Mix Pre 3 is maybe, 50% that size.
Yeah, you can fit that in your pocket, no problem.
Well, it depends upon how big my pocket is, I guess. But it weighs less than a pound, it feels like. It's got a beautiful LED metering on it, which is big enough that it can actually be seen as opposed to having to guess what the levels are.
One of the really important things with this is that we wanted to make an interface which did not scare people off. It's really uncluttered and simplified. I think of this almost as what the iPhone did for cell phones. We've now done with an audio product. This what enables us to do that is the touch screen. So this, you can navigate all the menus by simply pressing the menu icon. You can set up channels by pressing the volume controls, and then you can set up things like your input source, phantom, low cut, pan. There's a wide range of functionality here. It's got these great ring LEDs around each input to give immediate feedback. Now, one of the really important things I wanted to get across is this is a new a new mic preamp design, a brand new one. It's the, we call them the Cashmere, because we're all Led Zeppelin fans. And we,
but why have a new one if you've got one that works?
Because we wanted to, we wanted to allow audio novices, or less experienced audio users, people who maybe focus on video more, to also be able to capture really high quality sound. So we wanted to design a mic preamp that could cater to that, and this achieves this. These are very low noise, so what that means is, even if you inexperienced audio people don't necessarily know how to optimize their audio levels, okay, especially when there's dual stage. So we have a we have two modes. We have a dual stage mixer, but for more inexperienced operators, we have a single stage. So what that means is they can set their gain anywhere they like. As long as they're seeing some sort of signal, it's going to capture great audio quality. If it's set too low, you're not going to lose that signal in the noise floor of the device. If it's set too high and someone starts screaming into the mic, it's not going to distort by virtue of the really high-quality analog limiters. So these can make anyone sound like a professional in terms of audio quality. The user interface is key. There's some really nice nice design features. Like, there's a magnetic Allen key in the back here, which you can use to insert in the quarter-inch 20 hole and force out a captive screw for connecting to a tripod or a DSLR. We have timecode inputs on this. No timecode output. It can't generate, but it can take HDMI timecode from a GH4, GH5, or A7S and synchronize to the camera. We can also get the record start-stop triggers from the camera via HDMI, which is important because oftentimes you sometimes forget to roll sound. We also have the ability to take in standard LTC over the AUX in port. This is normally a line-in or a mic-in port, but you can configure it to be a timecode input.
That is very cool. When do these ship?
Well, I haven't even talked about all the cool features of this, like the built-in Bluetooth. You've got iPhone control as well. And you can use it as a great audio interface for your computer. So if you're a musician, a podcaster, or voiceover artist, these are great.
So you can take it on the road or use it in the studio.
MixPre 6 here is an 8-in, 4-out audio interface going up to 192 kHz sampling with the best mic preamps. This will compete with any high-end audio interface out there. I feel very confident about that. And the MixPre 3, even the MixPre 3 acts as a 5-in, 2-out device. So, when do these ship, was the question?
When do they ship, and what do they cost? In May.
Mid-May. Now, the surprising thing is the price on these things. We're typically known for products that cost in excess of $2,000 or $3,000. The MixPre 3 is $649. The MixPre 6 is $899.
So, the MixPre 3 is how much?
$649.
And they ship in?
Mid-May. A few weeks away.
Yeah. Very, and they're beautifully made.
And you can see there's no compromise on the quality. These are not plastic devices. They're die-cast aluminum. The Gorilla Glass on the touchscreen. Everything's very solid.
That's beautiful.
We didn't
quality.
Want to sacrifice our soul to compete in this area. We wanted to bring this quality that Sound Devices are known for to a wider audience.
Well, it looks lovely, and the thing I like about it is that it's got the standard quality that you expect from Sound Devices.
Yeah.
It has a very substantial feel, and I love how easy it is to read the VU meters so you can set your levels and make sure stuff sounds good. For right. people that want more information, where can they go on the web?
Sounddevices.com.
That's all one word, SoundDevices, sounddevices.com. And don't just check out the brand new stuff, the Sound Devices MixPre 3 and 6. Sound Devices makes excellent digital audio recorders, and I see them used every day on the set. Paul Isaacs is the Director of Product Management and Design. Paul, thanks for joining us
today. Thanks very much.
Have yourself a great show.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.